Is that what you want? You want to be bad? You want to be a naughty girl? For me to discipline you like the naughty girl you are? To stand you in a corner until I'm ready to deal with you? For me to scold you? For me to ask you what happens to naughty girls? To watch you squirm as you mumble your reply. You know I can't abide mumbling, so you must want me to make you repeat it. Say it. Look into my eyes and tell me naughty girls get punished. Look into my eyes and tell me naughty girls get their bare bottoms spanked. Take off your clothes. Everything but your panties. Those are mine. Shall I make you stand between my legs, gently pulling your arms to your sides, leaving you bare? Apart from your panties, exposed to my gaze, holding your hands and making you look me in the eye as you tell me every little transgression, your eyes darting nervously as I let go and take my time rolling up my shirt sleeves. Do you want me to make you ask me for your punishment? Ask me. Ask me to punish you, to make you my good girl again. Do you want to say you're sorry? For me to tell you that you're not, but you will be soon. I see the little shiver that runs over your skin at that. Are you ready for me to drag your panties down roughly over your smooth legs, leaving them to pool around your ankles, where they will tangle and restrain your flailing legs before being kicked off as I turn your ass red? Are you ready to be bent over my knee with just your hands and tiptoes touching the floor, your head down low, and your lovely ass high on my lap, presenting such a beautiful, twitching target, tensing and relaxing as you try to anticipate where the first strike will land? Do you know how much I love to watch the soft tremble of your body when you're bent over my lap, vulnerable and waiting? Do you think you can be a good girl and keep your hands away? Or do you need me to hold them for you? Of course, you may hold my ankle if you wish. But I must tell you, if you move your hands away from your ass, you'll be getting extra swats. Am I clear? You will count each spank out loud for me. If you lose count, we will start all over again. Will you squeal when the first one lands? Or squeeze your eyes shut, holding back your whimper? I will not hold back. You deserve this. You are a bad girl. But once you are punished, you will be forgiven and be my good girl once again. Will you keep count well? Will I have to make it difficult for you? Will I have to spank you too fast to keep up? Will you tense as you realize you made a mistake? Stammer a correction as my hand stops and strokes your warmed skin, the other sliding through your hair to tug your head back and ask, "What number was that?" What did I say would happen if you lost count? That's right. We're going to start over. And what do you think will happen if you lose count again? That's right. We'll start over. But if you lose count this time, we'll start over with my belt. Would you like that? Feeling the bite of leather across your tender skin, leaving red welts across your pretty cheeks. No? Then you had better concentrate this time. Will you squirm and kick your legs as the heat and the sting build? So I have to hold you tight to me to stop you falling because I never let you fall. Will you cry? Tell me you're sorry and beg me to stop? Or will you bite your lip to keep quiet, muffling your gasps into my thigh and gripping my ankle for dear life as I turn your ass that beautiful shade of red that I love on you? Will you wail in protest as I shift my legs, tipping you further forward and raising that sweet spot where your thighs and ass meet? A spot I know will really get you, really get through to you, right under my hand. I won't ask if you'll shed a tear. I know you will. Then, it will all be over, and I'll stroke gentle circles on your back, over your burning flesh, down your legs, hold you in place until you calm yourself a little. Then I will flip you over, careful of your sore ass, to sit on my lap. I'll hold you close to me, and pull the soft blanket from the couch over us. Let you lay your head on my chest and listen to my heartbeat. I'll kiss you on the head and stroke your hair as I hold you, telling you I'm so proud of you for taking your spanking so well. That it's all over. No more punishment. No more pain. You're forgiven, and you're my good, good girl again. If you're a very good girl, I might just slide my fingers down to see just how wet being punished made you. If you're a very, very good girl, I might just give you a reward. But right now, you will tell me, is this what you want?